Welcome to the deep dive. So today, we're tackling something that, well, it feels incredibly common, a real challenge for anyone trying to buy a home, especially, you know, if you find yourself up against an all-cash buyer.
Oh, definitely. That's a big one.
Yeah, it's that moment, right? You find the place, you put in what feels like your best offer, and then boom, a cash offer just sweeps it away. It's brutal.
It really can be discouraging, yeah.
But the source material we've got for this deep dive actually offers, well, maybe a surprising amount of leverage, even for those of us not exactly sitting on piles of cash.
Right.
We're diving into excerpts from Beating Cash Offers, a first-time buyer's guide. And this guide, it sort of promises to pull back the curtain on strategies you might not have even thought about.
Interesting. Ways around the cash advantage, maybe.
Exactly. So our mission today is pretty clear. We're going to try and extract the most, you know, effective tactics from the source. We want to answer that really crucial question. How can first-time buyers actually compete with cash offers? And we're aiming to go beyond the obvious stuff. You know, find some actionable insights you might not expect.
Yeah. And what's fascinating here, I think, is that while cash offers, yeah, they definitely have undeniable power.
Yeah.
This guide seems to immediately shift the focus.
How so?
Well, it's less about if you can compete and more about how you will compete.
Yeah.
You know?
Ah, okay. A different mindset.
Right. It highlights that a lot of buyers, maybe even experienced ones, they often overlook some crucial non-financial levers. Things that can actually tip the scales.
So not just about the money, then?
Exactly. It's not just about the money. It's about how you play the game, sort of strategically.
Okay, interesting. Let's dive into that. Main body of the podcast discussion would occur here.
Yeah.
Okay, and just like that, we're kind of bringing this deep dive to a close.
Mm-hmm.
We set out really wanting to figure out how first-time buyers can, you know, realistically compete with those really daunting cash offers.
Yeah, that was the core question.
And our look at Beating Cash Offers, a First-Time Buyer's Guide, well, I think it uncovered some genuinely impactful strategies.
It did. Some quite creative ones, actually.
Yeah. We've seen how, you know, being creative with structuring your financing, being flexible with your terms, and maybe strategically building relationships with sellers and their agents.
That relationship part is key.
Right. It can genuinely help level the playing field. I think the key takeaway from our source was pretty clear. Cash definitely talks, sure, but it's not the only currency that matters in a competitive market.
Absolutely. And when we sort of connect this to the bigger picture, this isn't just a guide for like one transaction. It feels more like a mindset shift.
How do you mean?
Well, it reminds us that successful homeownership often involves, you know, ingenuity and persistence, not just sheer financial might.
Right. Good point.
And that kind of approach, well, it applies to lots of aspects of navigating big life decisions, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It sort of underscores that there's usually more than one path to your goal. You just have to find it.
Yeah. Thinking beyond the obvious path.
Exactly.
So wrapping up, what does this all mean for you listening in? As you kind of reflect on the ideas we've unpacked today, maybe consider this. Mm. What other areas of your life could maybe benefit from thinking beyond the most obvious solution? Just like first-time buyers learn to do when they're facing down a cash offer. What sort of hidden levers might you discover there? Something to think about.